Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger and this is the Big Scary News for episode 283. And we're going to start things off with this update from the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Chicago. Join us on Sunday, June 9th at 11:10 a.m. in your favorite ghoulish costume or as your haunted house character for our 8th annual Sinister Visions costume contest and compete for fun and prizes. All ages are welcome. And a metal sign certificate will be awarded to the winner, courtesy of See You Scared, in the adult category, teen category, and kids category. There is no pre-registration. Contestants should start assembling beside the trade show floor demo stage, starting 15 minutes prior to the event. Chad Savage will be there to direct you as necessary. Get more information and register today at MidwestHauntersCon.com. Speaking of the Midwest Haunters Convention, we have this update from Haunters Against Hate. Make sure to visit the Haunters Against Hate booth 2848 at Midwest Haunters Convention. Judith O'Day and Lori Cardeal will be autographing a special 8x10 combo Haunters Against Hate photo and taking pics with the attendees. And I'm sure they'll sign Night of the Living Dead and Day of the Dead items as well. All money raised will go to fund Haunters Against Hate's operating expenses and organizations we donate to as well. Get more information at hauntersagainsthate.com. We have this from Castle Blood in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Make your plans for Summerween at Castle Blood. We'll be putting on a full Halloween-style show. Be sure to join us June 7th and 8th for a night of myths and mayhem. It's Pittsburgh's most unique haunted house and Pennsylvania's premier theatrical haunted attraction. Get more information by calling 412-215-5635 or visiting thecastleblood.com. We have an update from the Hollerin' Haunts Hayride in Clinton, North Carolina. Hollerin' Haunts Hayride is pleased to present our 2024 Halfway to Halloween Festival and Zombie Prom. This event will take place on Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Attractions operating for this event will be the Haunted Hayride, the Darkness, the Escape Rooms, and the Last Ride. Our Zombie Prom will be hosted on June 1st from 8 to 11 p.m. There is no additional cost to participate in the Zombie Prom. Access to the prom will be included with your admission. Following the Zombie Prom, Hollerin' Haunts will be crowning our second annual Zombie King and Queen. Get more information and tickets at hollerinhauntshayride.com. We have this news from the third annual Halloween in July market coming to Circleville, Ohio. With over 70 vendors and artists, this market is a treasure trove of the strange and unusual. From particular trinkets to spine-chilling art, you'll find a hauntingly beautiful selection of candles, body care, vintage Halloween items, VHS, oddities, records, taxidermy, uranium wares, baked goods, original one-of-a-kind artwork, horror, home goods, and more. Capture unforgettable memories with our photo ops, haunting guests, and our friend Michael Myers. Keep the momentum going by attending the Halloween in July after party at Toodles Bar immediately following the event. There's a costume contest and more happening July 20th at the Pickway Agricultural and Event Center in Circleville. Get more information at facebook.com/googlesdoodles. That's GHOODLES DOODLES. We have this from the Abattoir Haunted House in Vincennes, Indiana. Presenting First Saturday Night Frights at Abattoir Haunted Attraction. Happening June 1st, July 6th, August 3rd, and September 7th. Abattoir features two floors of horrifying experiences and ultra-realistically costumed actors that will scare you to death. All of your fears and senses will be pushed to their limits, and you'll never know what to expect when you turn the next corner. Get more information at abattoirvincennes.com. We have this on a ghost hunt coming to the Indiana State Sanatorium in Rockville, Indiana. This historic institution, once a tuberculosis hospital, holds a dark past that still haunts its corridors. From the moment you step foot inside, you can feel the weight of the past lingering in the air. The sanatorium's walls whisper tales of suffering and despair as countless souls battle the devastating disease within these very walls. Join us on the hair-raising adventure as we venture into the heart of darkness, armed with our courage and ghost hunting equipment. Together we'll navigate the shadowy corridors, seeking answers from the spirits that call this place home. Don't miss out on this chilling experience. Get dates and more information at facebook.com/Indiana State Sanatorium. We have even more Indiana news, this time from Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. Calling all thrill seekers, on June 8th from 8 to 11 p.m., Necropolis Underground invites you to face the clown invasion head on. Prepare to step into a world where laughter and terror collide. The underground will be overrun with mischievous clowns ready to send shivers down your spine. Will you dare to navigate the twists and turns of Necropolis Underground? This is your chance to test your courage and embark on a hair-raising adventure. Limited tickets are available. Secure yours now to guarantee your spot. Happening at Necropolis Underground in Indianapolis. Don't miss out on the most electrifying event of the season. Join us for the clown invasion at Necropolis Underground. See you there, if you dare. More information is available at necropolisunderground.com. We have an update from Sinister Creature Con coming to Sacramento, California. Rachel True will be a featured guest at Sinister Creature Con. True broke into the business with a pair of guest roles on the NBC sitcom The Cosby Show. And in 93, Rachel moved to L.A. and appeared in the rap parody CB4 with Chris Rock. She also landed another pair of spots on the HBO sitcom Dream On and has made guest appearances on many TV series, including Beverly Hills 90210 and Boston Common. It was in 1996 that she started getting noticed by the press after appearing as a teenage witch in the cult hit The Craft. Following that came the indie flick Nowhere, where she played Dave Chappelle's romantic interest in Half-Baked, and Rachel is back by popular demand. Celebrate the craft with us at Sinister Creature Con, happening June 22nd and 23rd at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Get more information at sinistercreaturecon.com. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Phoenix. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of some OG Friday the 13th Part 3 alum to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Phoenix, happening June 28th through the 30th at the Sheraton Phoenix. Our guests include Paul Kratka, Tracy Savage, Mike DeLuna, David Katims, and Kevin O'Brien. Keep up with all the updates at daysofthedead.com. We have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We have a performance announcement. Peaches Christ performs The Return of the Living Drag 2, Drag by Dawn, on Saturday, July 27th at Midsummer Scream. Summoned by the screams of horror fanatics, a creepy company of cadaverous creatures led by horror icon Peaches Christ is back to slay with an all-new serving of Halloween and horror drag. Queens, kings, and other ghouls will raise the dead with a spectacular extravaganza. Gag all you want, you'll be miles away from where anyone can hear you. Midsummer Screams happening July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Passes are available now at midsummerscream.org. And finally, we have this music news courtesy of Wednesday 13. We have a lot of shows coming later this year. Over 60 dates coming to you in the USA, UK, Ireland, and Europe. Performing the music of the Murder Dolls throughout 2024, this will be the last year we'll be performing these songs before we return to the new Wednesday 13 material for 2025. Starting in the USA in August with Cold Chamber, Fear Factory, Twisted, and Black Satellite, we head over to the UK in October just in time for Halloween with a 15-date headline tour with special guests south of Salem and a few select dates available with Hardcore Superstar. We then cross over into Europe as support for Hardcore Superstar, and for the next 2 months we'll be writing and recording the 10th Wednesday 13 album due for a 2025 release through Napalm Records. All Wednesday 13 information is over at the official gravesite, officialwednesday13.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, Midwest Haunters Convention is just a couple of very short weeks away. June 7th through the 9th at the Donald A. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. It is going to be a blast if you are at it anytime over the past, oh gosh, got to be close to 20 years. You know what a great show it is. And we do want to talk about it. You know, it's a little late, but it's never too late to promote it, especially when we have this guy on. He was just on just a few short weeks ago, but we've got him back because nobody knows this stuff better than Chris Zarobsky of Transworld. Chris, my friend, how are you?
I'm well. It's always an honor to get to speak with you and your audience. And I am so, so excited just to talk to you guys about everything that's been going on and answer questions and hopefully get y'all excited for another great MHC.
And, you know, excuse me. You know, MHC has been such a staple in the haunt industry for so many years. But I want to go back to a brand new show that just happened a little over a month ago, the East Coast Haunters Convention in Philadelphia. You were there, I was there, and a whole lot of other people were there. And I just got to ask, you know, after everything was said and done, the last of the vendors packed up, moved out, all the chairs and the tables and everything put away, and you had a chance to exhale, what were your impressions of the inaugural East Coast Haunters Convention?
Holy cow. And I think I can speak for Rich and for Jen and for all of us at Transworld. Like, we knew the excitement was there, but from the moment that we made the announcement in March of 2023, everything just ramped up. And there was buzz, there was excitement, there was, you know, people were really, really jazzed to do this. But to see it finally come to fruition, and to see the aisles just jammed, I know you were there as well, and you got to experience it as well. The pit was just rocking. The haunts were loving it. The actors, it was like something we have never seen before. It was just, it was crazy. It felt like the fifth year of a convention, and it was only the first year. So we were very, very excited with the outcome.
And even though I was only there for one day, I was completely blown away by the vibe, completely blown away by the excitement level. So many old friends that I haven't seen, some of them in many years, and a whole lot of people I've never seen before who this was either their first show or their first Haunters as opposed to horror convention. Everybody looked like they were having a good time. It was just an amazing thing. And again, congratulations to Jen, Rich, Stephanie, yourself, all the Trans World crew for making that a very successful and very memorable East Coast Haunters Convention. I'm sure we'll see you in 2025 on that. But let's look to the future. MHC 2024 coming up in just a couple of weeks. The excitement is there. The vibe is there. Tell us what the general flavor is for people who are looking to go to this show. Are they as excited as they were in Philly?
You know, it's wild because this is now our fifth or sixth year in Rosemont, when the show moved from Columbus. I think 2019 we had it in Schaumburg, actually, so I don't know if we're counting that as well, so I guess 5 years. But we did lose a year or COVID, so
sure,
that's okay. People are excited, and I mean, I'm reluctant to say that it's different. It's a different excitement than East Coast. So we just had a meeting with all of the heads of all the haunted houses that are going to be sponsoring and taking part in all of the activities. And there's like a steady excitement. Like, they know what's coming. The difference really for East Coast was we did the same meeting with all of those heads of those haunts, and there was questions. You know, then they got to see everything in action, and they're just like blown away. These folks here in Chicago, they know what to expect. And so they're excited, but it's a different level of excitement. They're like, hey, I've done this for this many years. I'm going to change it up, and I'm going to do this. And they're now coming up with more creative ideas, ways that they can interact and entertain their patrons. And it's just awesome. It's like that veteran stability excitement. So it's a different buzz, but definitely a buzz. What? Lots of actors that can't wait to hit the floor and mingle with other, you know, with actors from other shows. Just so much excitement.
Well, I think there's also that different Midwest vibe versus an East Coast vibe versus a West Coast vibe versus a South vibe. You know, every different region of the country, they have their different ways of doing things. And Midwest has always been that slow and steady. You know what you're going to expect. It's fantastic. The bar is high. And they just keep adding just a little bit better every single year. Whereas, you know, East Coast has been, you know, they haven't had a show in at least like 11 years or so. And so everybody just completely lost their minds and went to Philly. And I think that excitement is going to translate to some people who are like, wait, there's a show in Chicago too? How did I not know about this? Because, you know, a lot of those people who attended Philly aren't necessarily haunters, they're just fans. And yet, you know, folks who came from Western PA and Ohio and West Virginia and New York, and it was like, well, it's not that far to drive to or fly to Chicago. Maybe I need to check this out. So I think there will be some spillover.
I love Philly too, because it's a great food town, great history town. And for me as a Chicagoan, I love going to Philly because I feel it's very similar to what we have here in Chicago. So I think those folks that enjoy Philly will enjoy their Chicago experience as well as a show, an established show that they can kind of check out and feel that vibe.
Well, let's get into the meat of it here. You know, the one thing that I loved about Midwest Haunters Convention for all the years it was in Columbus, and I'll admit, I have not been to the show since it's moved to Chicago, but I know there's so much there to do. Tell us about the tours. You know, the ones in Columbus are stuff that legends were made of, and this year you guys are, you know, I don't know how you're going to get better than this, but I'm sure you're going to find a way from last year or next year, but my God, this one is off the charts.
Oh, well, thank you for that. We take a lot of passion, and I think if Jen were on the line right now, and I've heard her say several times, like, we have a small consortium of folks which I'm honored to be a part of, and Ben Armstrong, and of course Jen and some others, that kind of look at all those haunted attractions that are within a reasonable driving distance and say, you know, what shows can we bring to our audience? And we always want to do a variety, because nobody wants to go see the exact same, you know, show three or four times in a row. So we've got our pre-show tour has four different styles of attractions, four different levels of experience, something for everybody. We're making a return, our first stop on the Thursday pre-convention bus tour. So this is going to be on Thursday, June 6th. And you could drive if you want to drive. If you know, it's $225. You get four haunted attractions. You're going to get food. You're going to get all kinds of fun stuff, Q&A, all kinds of, you know, good stuff. And if you want to leave the driving to us, add $75 to that. And we're looking at a clean $300.
Given
and
the
those early bird prices are going to expire May 29th. So make sure.
Absolutely. And given the propensity of bus number two, it probably is best to go ahead and let somebody else drive. I'll leave it at that for now. But tell
those
us
veteran advice right there, sir.
I remember most of the tours I went on. Tell us a little bit about where you guys are going. There's going to be some pretty darn amazing haunts on this tour.
Yeah, we're kind of going in uncharted territory, so we're starting the day off. We have been to Disturbia Haunted Attraction before in Downers Grove, Illinois, so that's going to be our first stop. But we usually put them at the end of the tour because they have an epic DJ and great light show. Well, we're going to do kind of a brunch, actually. So we're starting off our day probably about 8:30. Times are approximate, but we're going to be leaving the hotel about 7:30, probably getting there 8:15, 8:30, getting to Disturbia, full show, and they are 100% inside, so you can't tell that it's light outside or not.
They'll have
all their crew there, and of course, all of the ownership and the Seneca family will be there to answer any questions, bring you behind scenes as time allows. And what's great about them is they have a lot of those props that you see on the floor at Transworld, at MAC, at East Coast Haunters. So you get to see that practicality, and you can take that information back and maybe purchase your own or figure out how you want to build it or, you know, whatever you want to do, but it'll start those ideas flowing.
There you go. If there's brunch involved, are there mimosas involved?
There might be. I know that is being discussed right now and was the intention. But I know we're making sure the proper licenses are in the place.
Be 21 and over, kids, please.
Yes. So, but as of the recording of this broadcast, I cannot confirm or deny yet.
No problem. So Disturbia is number one, which I have not been to, but I hear so many great things about it. Tell us where you're going next.
It has changed so much. We've gotten to see the show privately, obviously, because we live local there. But we've gotten to see it on a previous MHC tour, and it's a lot different. You're going to get to see some new scenes and see it in a new light, literally. But it's a wild transition. So,
and from there.
From there, we're going to head to Indiana, right next to Purdue University, actually, in the Big Ten there. We're going to an attraction called Evil on Erie Haunted House. This is an attraction here that we're really excited about. It's a volunteer haunted attraction, and they are charity-based. They do a lot of good work for the community, donate a lot back. And they're going to give us a full show, again, 100% indoors. So we'll be able to see that. Again, questions and answers with all the owner and operators. And we're going to get a really nice Italian lunch there with some chicken parm, some pasta, garlic breadstick salad, nice. All kinds of fun stuff. So that's going to start our Indiana portion of this voyage.
Sounds great. So you're already getting breakfast and lunch by this point. So
yep.
So while you take
our third stop is just around the corner in Indianapolis, called the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction. Now they are celebrating. This is their third season, so they're definitely the youngest of the entire group here. They built a custom haunted house facility from the ground up, didn't retrofit. Like, everything has been built just for them.
Hmm.
There are some outdoor portions, which it is going to be daylight, but they're very minimal. Most of their show is indoor. They've got a lot of theatrics, you know, a lot of theatrical portions. And like I said, probably 75 to 80% is indoors. It'll be a full live show. You'll be able to walk through the caretaker expeditions, Widow's Walk Cemetery, Cathedral of Souls, Mine Number 13. It's all this one continuous path.
Wow.
And, of course, we'll get a Q&A with the ownership there. And as time allows, we'll get a chance to go behind the scenes. They also have a beer garden. So you know, to your original point of making sure you're on bus number two, that's a great selling point.
There you go. And you're wrapping it up where?
Now, this is a show that does not open for off-season events. Our final stop is Niles Scream Park in Niles, Michigan.
One of my favorites.
They just celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Yep.
50 continuous years of entertaining haunters. We'll get to see them, you know, just before they start their 51st season. They do not open for holidays. They don't open for special, you know, special one-off events. They are only open in October. This is a property, like I said, 50 years. They have 44 acres and nearly 400 volunteers. They have raised millions, truly, millions of dollars, no hyperbole there, for charity and for community groups. And what's wild, you know, Ben and I originally, Ben Armstrong, that is, had originally talked about it, and they are some of the most crafty people that we've ever met. And so, you know, for any haunter, any home haunter, anyone on a budget, we're all on some sort of budget that says, hey, I really want that prop, but I can't afford it from the original creator. These guys are in the same boat. Like, they don't have a multi-million dollar budget because they give back to their community. And so they're going to show us a lot of their versions of props that are homemade from some really intelligent people on their staff.
Yeah, I love Niles. Been out there twice, and you know, one of my favorites. But you know, the pre-show tour is not the main part of the convention. It is the pre-show, so you guys get back probably very late at night, but that's okay.
Yes.
So let's
we will get dinner there, just as my final point on that guy there. And then, yes, we are aiming, because we're going to play, I like to call it time travel, because we're straddling that Central and East Coast time zones. We are intending to be back to the hotel by about 12:30 a.m.
That's reasonable. Reasonable for haunters. So let's talk
crazy.
Yeah, let's talk Friday. What's going on Friday? I hear there's some special stuff.
Only a couple of little things
here
and there.
One or two.
Nothing too big. starting off, I would be remiss if I did not mention on Friday, of course, there's the Haunters Against Hate Awards Luncheon. So every year, Haunters Against Hate gives out awards to recognize some of their champions and some of their best mouthpieces. And so from 12 to 2, if you're able to be in town a little bit early, beautiful another Italian feast with some more chicken parm and some penne and some, you know, all kinds of fun stuff there at Moretti's. And you'll get to see Paul Lanner and you get to meet some of his famous friends from Night of the Living Dead and obviously get to meet some of the champions that have really, really rallied and rooted for all of us to be treated fairly. But while that's going to be a great event, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the full meat and potatoes of Friday is our feature attraction, which is going to be a full all access full show experience to Hell's Gate Haunted House. In Lockport, in Illinois.
So jealous.
Hosted, designed, everything by John LaFlamboyant Zombie Army Productions.
One of the absolute best haunted attractions in the country. I went to Statesville. I have yet to go to Hell's Gate, but everybody never heard a single bad thing about this place, and I am just jealous that I cannot make the show this year because I really want to see this.
And we're giving food, we're giving drinks out there. We're going to have red rum punch cocktails, and we'll have some murderitas, as they call them. We'll have some Chicago-style pizza. Obviously, John LaFlamboyant is going to be there. His whole team will be there to be able to ask questions. And then, obviously, as time allows, they'll be backstage and behind the scenes, lights on, and you get to see some of the most beautiful scenes. And as you've seen going through Statesville, they take Haunted House very seriously.
Oh, yes.
And this entire facility, just like we were talking about with 13th floor, this has all been built. This is not a retrofit. Everything is exactly to the specs that John wanted. And so he learned, kind of cut his chops on Statesville, and now he's going to, you know, I think they're in their 8th or 9th year. Hell's Gate is just built for entertainment and one of the best theatrical haunted attractions ever experienced.
A very rare treat indeed, since he also does not open for special events. He is open Halloween season, and that's it, except for this time. So this
right
is a
no,
very,
right
very lucky to be going to that if you go. So what else is going on a Friday?
That is Friday in a nutshell.
Okay. The floor is open on Friday?
You can do your registrations. So if you don't want to wait in any lines, registration opens at noon.
Excellent.
So, you know, if you want to do something in between the awards luncheon and when the buses load for Hell's Gate, you got about a 5-hour span there, go get your badge. Get everything set up and be ready to roll for Saturday morning. If not, there's a number of great restaurants and entertainment facilities that are located within half of a block.
Nice.
All in the downtown Rosemont area, and it's beautiful. Great opportunity to enjoy, hopefully, some good weather. It's, you know, Chicago, good snow. You never know.
Might be windy. You never know. So then we've got Friday there, and then the big day, Saturday. The doors open, everybody's registered, gotten their badges on Friday, hopefully, so there's no lines. You walk into the doors, and what is assaulting your senses when you walk through the doors of the convention center?
Well, you can still, so Saturday, if you haven't gotten your badge, you got distracted, whatever, you can still get your badge starting 8 o'clock, get all your credentials. We've got some free early bird seminars that start at 8:30. Again, no purchase. You just have to be registered to be a part of MHC. And it's wonderful. Like, you're going to be able to learn from Froggy's Fog and some other folks here that are going to be able to teach you a whole lot of fun stuff for free. The show floor itself, and Kids Zone, Haunted House Chicago Row, and the Chicago Haunt Builders walk through Haunted House. So all of the main features are going to open at 9:30. So you can still go to those early bird seminars and then head over to the floor and then get ready to start checking everything out.
And the list of vendors attending is pretty darn impressive. You'll recognize a bunch of them from Transworld. You'll see a bunch from East Coast. There'll be some you don't know or only vend at a place like this. So, you know, there's pretty much something for everybody there.
What's also great, too, is for some of those veteran vendors, like Ed and Marsha from the, from Distortions, they're always in demand at Transworld. And if you wanted to get a picture or talk to them or ask them some questions, this is a great opportunity when they're not going to be as mobbed. So even if you're like, I've seen Distortions before. Yeah, but there might not be as many people in line to meet them. Or, our good friend Naomi Heckman, who is with Chocolate Treasures, if you had wanted to purchase a specific confectionery item, like, oh, I wanted that severed femur, but they were sold out by the time I got there, she's going to have more.
Nice.
So this is your second chance.
Are there going to be, like, kids' activities in the back or in the middle where, you know, if you're bringing your family and maybe they're tired of walking around, but maybe there's something for them to do, or are there any special events going on that might be on, like, the stage or anything going on Saturday?
Tons. We're very excited to have James Palace back. He is going to be running Ghoul School. We've talked about this in previous interviews, but he teaches kids 6 to 12 for free, as long as they're there with, an adult, of course. He's going to teach kids how to haunt, how to start by haunting. Games and activities that help build their skills, make sure that they're planting the seed of getting interested in this versus making it too complicated or too tough. And James is so good at it.
Or too scary.
Definitely sells out. So definitely sign up. And I don't mean, it is for free, but it is first come, first serve.
Of course.
And then we do have seminars throughout the day for adults. On the stage, we're going to have a whole bunch of entertainment. Every hour, again, as part of your ticket to MHC, no additional charges needed, you're going to be able to be there and get tickets, free tickets. A lot of times they're VIP, courtesy of HauntPay, and you'll be able to be a part of some ticket giveaways at the top of every hour.
Nice.
So, yeah, really excited, and something new that kind of, we've done it before, but we have a woman coming out. Her name, truly, she likes to be known as the Animal Lady, and kids can come out there and hold tarantulas and armadillos and ball python snakes and milk snakes, bats, boa constrictor. I think there's even a skunk too and a bearded dragon.
Nice.
Get their picture taken. Again, that's all free. They're coming with an adult anyway. So really, really excited about that.
That would be one of my favorite parts of the show.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're facing your fears right away. Like when I hear snakes and tarantulas, like I'm good. No, I'll stay by the stage.
There you go. So let's say the show floor is winding down on Saturday. Everyone's just going to go back to their hotels and take naps because it's over, right? There's nothing exciting happening on Saturday night.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You hit it because it's going to be exhausting. I mean, we do have some contests. We have some design challenges. We have a couple of entertainment shows. We do have our Bloody Mary makeup wars. And so, just a little bit. And then there's going to be a zombie walk. So as people are just sleeping in their rooms, one of the nicest things that we are doing, our good friend, and our mutual good friend, friend to many in the industry, we are going to be doing a celebration of life for Pandora Rose.
Yes.
Starting at 5:30. And I really want to highlight this for a second, just because Pandora was obviously an inspiration. Everybody called her a friend, and she really was. What a just an outpouring of love that she had for everybody. But this is going to be free, not just to everybody with an MHC badge, but we're going to close the floor, have security there, and so anybody that's not registered for MHC, we want you to take a part of everything, but really we want you to not miss out on this celebration of life. So if it's not in the budget to be a part of MHC, we are sorry to hear that. We don't want that. We always want you at the show. But if you wanted to be a part of Pandora Rose's celebration of life, you could still show up, even if you are not a paid MHC attendee.
Right.
So I just really wanted to point that out. And then people can go to sleep. I'm just joking, because we do have our epic costume party.
One of the best in the industry. Unbelievable how big that is.
Yes. The folks from Basement of the Dead are going to be DJing again. John LaFlamboy and Ben Armstrong are going to be hosting, and there'll be an epic costume contest with cash prizes, music and dancing, socializing, drinks, all kinds of fun stuff. So really, really, really excited for that.
It's amazing. It's so much packed into just a couple of short days, and you've still got Sunday. I mean, not as epic as Friday or Saturday or even Thursday, but there's still plenty of stuff to do on Sunday.
No, it's true. And we start right at midnight. So the Transworld Live is going to be hosting the after party again right in the lobby of the Embassy Suites Hotel right across the street from the convention center. So once you're done with that costume party, you walk across the street, another free party to have some safe fun, create some mischief, get some more drinks. We are going to have a drag show, which is super exciting.
Nice.
We'll have some food and all kinds of fun games and stuff like that. And that's going to be midnight to 2 as we ring in Sunday. Then, of course, we'll restart again. There'll be more seminars. Floor will open about 10 o'clock, as well as the walkthrough haunted house by Chicago Haunt Builders. And I just want to talk about that for a second.
Like, absolutely.
Super excited. Those guys blew it out of the water, but this is a free haunted house. I think there's probably 10 to 12 rooms, and you can go through as many times as you want. It is free. It's right on the floor. Everybody takes a different room, and they're all different inspirations. It's kind of fun. There'll be another session of Ghoul School. So if you missed out on one, there'll be definitely a costume contest for all ages. And then we've got a couple of fun little games, more ticket giveaways, and get to show off some of the wonderful actors and actresses from all of the Chicagoland attractions.
I remember working the haunted house in Columbus that Jeff Beck designed, but I believe it was 2014. So, gosh, it's been 10 years. And I had to follow, of all people, Japes Palace, who was, he did Bonesaw and his shtick, which was amazing, and then I had to somehow follow that. So that was not one of my greatest haunted house experiences, but it was still a lot of fun to work in that. And, you know, to go to a convention and just walk through a haunted house, how fun is that?
Yes, yes. Chicago Haunt Builders, great group. There is truly no organization like that in the country that really helps organize and support any group of home haunters. And so they just happen to be in Chicago at Market. And they put up this haunted attraction for free, just for the 3 days, you know, just for the 2 days, really, as it is. And then they also teach a bunch of sessions and seminars, huge consultants to making sure that our audience and everything that we are doing is not just geared towards professional and nonprofit haunted attractions, but also home haunters, too.
They're great people involved in that. So for all this, pre-show tours, Friday tours, 2 days with the floor open, the parties, the seminars, the kids' activities, drag shows, luncheons, spiders and snakes, gotta love it all. Surely this is going to cost you like $2,000 to attend for this entire weekend, right?
That's the best part. It is priced for the normal human being. Like, this is a convention versus a trade show. So we are really excited that a Saturday and Sunday 2-day pass is $65, and that will get you into anything on the show floor. It'll get you into anything with the kids zone, into the haunted attractions, the stage show, the pit, all of the booths, all of the real fun stuff. If you want to just go one day and you know you can only go a day, Saturday it's $50, Sunday it's $40. So, you know, there are options if you know you can only go one. Once you look at all the seminars, though, and you have that Friday night haunt tour, and you want to go to the Saturday night party, all of the fun stuff, $365 all in. We call it the weekend pass. Literally, you can walk into any seminar. You go to Hell's Gate. You go to the party on Saturday night. You are a VIP.
That is a deal at twice the price, but unbelievable that, you know, Chicago's not the cheapest place in the country to hang out in, but for those prices, that's an amazing bargain. So congratulations on keeping those prices where they are.
We're trying.
So how do people who haven't registered, maybe they're hearing about this for the first time, maybe they're on the fence still, you know, I'm assuming there's still hotel rooms available. I'm assuming there's still weekend passes available. I'm assuming there may be spots on the buses available for the pre-show and the Friday tours. How does someone get all that information, register, go ahead and settle up now? I'm sure there are websites and social medias, but what would those be?
No, it's the greatest question. Midwest Haunters. Con, Midwest Haunters, .com
is our
official website. And everything is listed there. We've got times, we've got prices, we've got the ability to buy any tickets that you want to buy. You want to peruse the seminars, you want to peruse the events. To your point, yes, there are a few bus seats left, so you definitely don't want to miss out there. Hotels are filling up. And the only real urgency at this point is just to make it by the end of the month, because that's really, I think it's the 29th is what we had talked about. That's when the early bird expires. So if you want to save yourself a few dollars, just make sure you do it before then. But truly, if you're not able to make that happen by the 29th, there's only a minimal increase in fee, and there's still going to be an opportunity so that you are not shut out.
Well, it's MidwestHauntersCon.com, shorter than it used to be. I believe it used to be MidwestHauntersConvention.com. I don't know
and
if that...
You can still do that.
Okay. If you like typing extra letters, that's fine. But if not, MidwestHauntersCon.com. I'm sure you can find them on all social medias at Midwest Haunters Convention or Con. I don't know what else you can add to this. This is going to be an amazing show again. And I can't wait to hear the reviews and see what people think. And, of course, all the photographs that are going to be posted on all the social medias out there and the videos and everything. It just sounds like it's going to be another fantastic show.
We are really, really excited. The only other aspect is we have another opportunity to learn. And that's, you know, these shows are all about networking, the ability to find new products, be able to have fun with some of our comrades that, you know, are in the same business as us. But when you have an East Coast Haunters Convention, or in this case, obviously, we're coming up on Midwest, we do still have state-of-the-art and veterans of the industry that are teaching great classes, but at severe discounts. For example, like Alan Hopps is teaching a class on costume distressing on Saturday, and it's only a $40 cost. Now, that price is going to be a little bit higher when you go to Transworld. So this is an opportunity, too, if you wanted to look at a couple of different things. We are going to be able to offer those to you at a severe discount. And if you're a home haunter, there's classes that are specifically focused to you versus any sort of pro haunt, you know, or any sort of bigger attraction that tries to make money. Wonderful stuff, like Michael Sweeney of Chicago Haunt Builders. He's going to teach you how to do DMX control. And that's straight for, I mean, anybody that's interested in lighting or, you know, anything like that. So really excited to see some of the folks that are going to be presenting that don't normally get the opportunity to have discount opportunities for education.
Well, again, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. Jen and Rich should again be congratulated, as are you and Nicole and all the other staff involved with Trans World. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you are a co-host of Trans World Live, which is a great show that talks about, you know, all the various things that all the Trans World businesses get involved in. And I'm assuming you're still doing a countdown to MHC. Where can people catch that podcast or that broadcast of Trans World Live? Because I assume there'll be at least two more shows before the convention starts, if not three.
It is true. No, and thank you for the mention of that. Like, we really try hard. You know, it's tough to keep everybody educated, but also to be entertaining as well. So yes, if you look up on any of your socials, specifically Facebook and YouTube, we are Trans World Live and the official channel of Trans World. And so we're always going to give Drew and the amazing listeners that you guys have all of the wonderful information. You know, we definitely want to share that.
Of course.
But most times we'll release it on Trans World Live first. So if you're able to tune in to us too, we greatly appreciate it. We air every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central, and your interactivity is very much encouraged, and we often do giveaways and contests, and you can win free stuff. So
everybody likes free stuff. Very nice.
That's right.
Well, Chris Zarobski of Trans World, we want to thank you once again for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News. I'm sure we will probably come talking to you when Legendary starts rolling around in the fall, but that is a ways away. But once again, folks, MidwestHauntersCon.com, happening June 7th through the 9th at the Donald A. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois. That's right in the Chicago Heights, basically. Yeah. Too much stuff again. If you miss something, just go back and listen to this again. But Chris, thank you again for taking the time out of your, no doubt, very busy schedule to speak with us here.
No, and a huge thank you to you as well. Like, I'm just so grateful for all the support, and I know Jen is as well. Thank you for all the support, and we always want to make sure that you have all of the best information the stuff that we know about. So, yeah, thank you for your support.
We appreciate you guys as well. Once again, folks, MidwestHauntersCon.com. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy's Fog. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.